Shall I start with you or start with Jenny?
I don't want to be started
okay.
with.
Okay, we're at the Casa in Liverpool, where there's a benefit gig that's been organised for Chelsea Manning's family to raise yes. money so they can go and visit her
yes.
in prison.
Come, you masters of war. You build the big guns. You build the dead planes. You build all the bombs.
I'm Paul from Wales. I like to kick the kit. I've been asked to do a benefit gig for this, and yes, I will. The thing is, Bradley Manning has done like a magic thing to the planet, because what he's done is he's exposed all the instigators of war, and that's why I'm here to do this benefit gig.
You play with my world like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hand. You hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
Earlier there was some disruption at the beginning of the gig. Can you say what happened?
Yeah, three women who seemed to be intent on disrupting the event turned up this evening. And they announced a boycott before the event and encouraged people not to go to the event, and circulated emails telling people why they were boycotting the event, which was around Kieran O'Reilly's involvement. There'd been a dispute with Kieran at the Anarchist Book Fair. And some of that appeared to be about safe spaces and the need to create safe spaces. And they felt that for whatever reason, even though Kieran was actually quite a long way outside the book fair, that he was that he was threatening their safe spaces. Now, unfortunately, when they came here tonight, what they ended up doing was creating confrontation, and then that actually became quite violent, and one of the women threw a glass that smashed, hit someone's ankle, and I really can't understand how that's compatible with a request for safer spaces. So it's a bit unfortunate, but they've gone and we're having a nice time, which is good, and there's lots of great music. And in a few weeks, what we're hoping to do is to take four members of Chelsea Manning's family who live in Pembrokeshire over to Ireland. Chelsea's maternal grandfather came from Dublin, and also on her father's side, his father also came from Ireland. So we're going to go back to Chelsea Manning's roots in Dublin and do some events there and raise awareness of the situation, and hopefully raise some funds to help the Welsh family with what's going to be years, looks like, of ongoing prison visiting to the US, which is obviously very expensive.
You lie and deceive. When a war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers. The others fire. You you sit back and watch while the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood.
Okay. So, Chris, what I tell you is probably because of my Twitter handle, Black Block, it's going to take a lot of shit about this interview. But let me tell you a wee bit about where I'm coming from and why I'm anti-war, why I support Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange. At the age of 4 years of age, I was pulled out of bed at gunpoint by a British soldier and told not to fucking move at gunpoint with an SLR rifle. And I had that for probably most of my childhood. And that's what inspired me to be anti-war, you know. It's a real experience. And my father was in jail, he was interned for his political beliefs, you know. So that's why I support Julian Assange. That's why I support Chelsea Manning. And it's as simple as that, you know. And I'm here tonight. I mean, you've seen it, Chris. I've made banners. I've been there to support Cairn. I've had a beer glass thrown at me. I've been called a tout. But I stand here resolute to support Chelsea Manning. Firstly, as a whistleblower, and secondly, as her right to defend herself as a woman, you know. And that's just where I'm at, you know. And it pains me to see people. I know that every bomb that's dropped in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq, it just doesn't kill people. It leaves people with a legacy of having to deal with conflict. And they may become angry, and they may go, right, we want to kill other people. And they go and kill other people. And then that resonates in fucking anger, and they go, right, we've been killed. And it's a vicious cycle. And that's why I'm here tonight. I'm here to say that all war's wrong. The violence is wrong. However, what I would like to point out is that self-defense, I believe 100% in. If you're being attacked, you've got the right to defend yourself. Physically, emotionally, and mentally. Defend yourself. If you lift your hand to someone else without good reason, you'll pay the price. And that goes for America. America has destroyed this world. And they're destroying this world through their aggression, through their war crimes. And that's what Chelsea Manning tried to expose. And we're here tonight to say enough. We've had enough.
He was paid to read reports, find the patterns sifting through. As he read the data, the patterns did emerge. Patterns that were clear both before and since the surge. Patterns of abuse of the most horrific kind. Gunning down civilians out of view and mind. Gunning down the opposition in the middle of the night. Sending off the scholars to be tortured out of sight. Sometimes you need to...
What's a support when you live gig for Chelsea Manning in Liverpool?
Yes.
Do you want to say why you're here and what you think about it all?
Well, I'm Judith Summerup, and this is my daughter Alex.
Hello.
We've come up here to support the gig today because we believe in it. A very good friend of mine is one of the organisers. I know Jenny is a very good anti-war campaigner, and also my friend Kai Anderson is involved in it, or involved in it to a certain extent. And I've known Kai for a long time, and I know them as very good activists. And Alex here is only 12, but it's important for her to understand the issues regarding Chelsea Manning. and Julian Assange and the importance of WikiLeaks in exposing crimes of war and crimes of imperialism. Would you agree with that?
I would, yeah. I think that Bradley Manning was... Chelsea, sorry. I keep getting confused with that. Chelsea Manning was revealing the truth and now is being punished for that, and that is unbelievably wrong. We live in a society where when you tell the truth, you get punished, and that's just... it's completely insane, and I mean, that's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a benefit gig in Liverpool to raise money for Chelsea Manning's family in Wales so they can go and visit her in prison. Do you want to say a bit about why you're here and what's happening?
Yeah, well, my history is I spent about 2 years in jail for non-violent anti-war resistance, and that Manning was raised in Haverford West from about the ages of 12 to 17. His mother's from Haverford West, met an American soldier, married him. First child was born in Wales, and then they relocate back to Oklahoma. And they divorced when he's about 11, and Susan Manning brings her son back to Haverford West, where he goes to high school. There's quite a good play, The Radicalisation of Bradley Manning, by the Welsh National Theatre. So I know from my own jail experiences, I was in jail for 30 months in the States. My basic concern was my parents worrying about me. So once I was reassured that good people were around them, that decreased my anxiety in prison. And these people made 4 trips from Wales to visit the one they love, and with no financial contribution at all from the British anti-war movement. So I've been doing, kind of helping do gigs for about 2 years, and I gave the Manning family £460 recently from those gigs, and they were very touched by that, not by the amount, but by the significance that some people went to the trouble of doing that for them, and in solidarity with them. So, the idea was to kind of use the Rugby League World Series when Wales playing the United States in Wrexham tomorrow on Sunday, and thought, well, we'll try a gig in Liverpool. It's been a quality gig. There hasn't been many people here, though, but I think that's kind of representative of... there's just no anti-war movement, and possibly there hasn't been one for about 20 years, really. I mean, I grew up during the Vietnam War, and there was grassroots anti-war organising going on, but you just have a war, you have a bit of a protest phenomenon for a couple of months, and then it dissipates. That's pretty much the story after the first Gulf War and the invasion in 03. So I don't know if we've really had an anti-war movement since the 80s, really. So they've just worked out how to not only how to kill people more efficiently, but how to manage dissent and kind of present a sense of normalcy in the countries waging these wars. So this war in Afghanistan has been going for 12 years, but you look at these young people in their 20s and 30s, you wouldn't think it was their generation fighting the war like you did during the 60s with the Vietnam War. So, it's been a good night. You know, what it is what it is, as they say, and, good people have met other good people, and we'll be taking the Manning family, 4 of them, to Dublin at the end of the month. Yeah, so they're hopefully a bit more organised and publicised better. So,
nice one.
I think whatever you do in life is both actual and symbolic. So, you know, we feed people, there are 20 homeless people living with us, and, you know, give a person a bowl of soup and it puts off hunger pains for 6 hours, but it's symbolic that one day the world will be fed. So even if someone might take this, you think, you know, you look at the Sex Pistols first gigs, there were only a handful of people there, and then that was, but the symbolic nature of it just took off, you know. So hopefully people will organise their own gigs for the Manning family and other prisoners. So it's all in the edit.
Was paid to read report, find the pattern sifting through. As he read the data, the patterns did emerge. Patterns that were clear both before and since the surge. Patterns of abuse of the most horrific kind. Gunning down civilians out of you and mine. Gunning down the opposition in the middle of the night. Sending off the scholars to be tortured out of sight. Sometimes you need desperate measures when you live in desperate times. Private Manning saw he was looking at war crimes. He wondered what to do to allow the dead to speak. He finally decided to contact WikiLeaks. Now it's all out on the table and everybody knows. The Emperor is naked, he's not wearing any clothes. To live within his skin. He stabbed Bradley in the back, called the cops and turned him in. But not before the soldier took a 500,000 files. If you printed all the pages, they'd stretch on for miles. Evidence against the state, right from the horse's mouth. Machinations in the west, bombings in the south. A treasure trove of details for all the globe to see. How much they need to lie and kill for democracy. How many drone strikes have hit villages, leaving everyone to die? They blamed it on someone else, the official lied, not I. How many coups have been plotted by ambassadors who say that free and fair elections be the order of the day? Now it's all out on the table and everybody knows. The Emperor is naked, he's not wearing any clothes.